spend a lot of money at the end of life because it takes less time and we get paid more to charge ahead with futile care than we do to sit down with families and have very difficult discussions with them, starting with the question, what are we trying to accomplish here? There was a study just done that was looking at end-of-life care, and half the people were entered into the standard care that they've been getting all along, and the other half of the people got enrolled in a branch that gave them access to palliative care. And it didn't disallow them from making decisions that would charge on with more treatments, but the focus at that point became keeping them comfortable and helping them make better decisions. And what they found was the people that went into palliative care actually lived longer than the group that didn't get it. They lived longer and they lived better. That's something we all know, but you don't have enough palliative care doctors. We don't pay them very well. You get a lot more money going into cardiac surgery and urology and many of these specialties than you do going into these practices in which you're just trying to help people make better decisions.